I believe I can prove with my Bible that Sodom was too far gone for revival. That's a serious issue, friends, when a nation is too far gone for revival. I believe Sodom had become so wicked, it was too far gone for revival, and all that remained was for God to destroy it. The question before us today, is our country too far gone for revival? What do you think, friends? Is there any hope for America? Or is she, like Sodom, too far gone for revival? I'm going to give you the marks of a nation that is too far gone for revival. This can apply to England or America or anywhere else for that matter. I will list these marks one by one. First, the Sodomites were a very wicked people, bent on fulfilling their lusts above all else. It was a country full of rape. In Genesis 18:20, we read, "And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous." The grievous sin was the sin of sodomy, and the cry that went up to God from Sodom was the cry of rape, men raping men. The men of Sodom gathered around the house of Lot with one purpose only, and that was to rape two visitors inside. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, "Oh, where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us, so we may know them." I repeat, Sodom was full of sexual perversion and wickedness to such a degree, their perverse behavior was accepted as normal. Is this not the agenda of the homosexual movement today? To bring normalcy to it. The nations have fallen like dominoes with the gay and lesbian agenda to have it embraced and accepted in every level of society, from the courts to the corporations, to the classroom, to the local governments. I believe America is a forerunner on legalizing and promoting homosexual behavior. Secondly, there was no church in Sodom. Lot had failed miserably to effect any witness there for God and His righteousness. Lot had been such a miserable failure as a witness for God that when he tried to warn his sons-in-law to flee the city before it was destroyed, they looked at him as one who mocked and grabbed their bellies and just laughed and laughed. There was no church in Sodom. I'll leave it to you to decide if there is a church still in America, or a church in your country that preaches the full counsel of God, a warning men of their duty of repentance and preaching the terribleness of damnation and hell for punishment of sin. I'll let you decide on that one. Thirdly, the men of Sodom were incorrigible. That means they were so bad, they were beyond correction or reform. I can prove this by Genesis 19:11, where they were struck with blindness by the angels inside the house of Lot. We read, "And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door." Did it reform these wicked Sodomites and bring them to repentance? No. They continued to grope for the door as they burned in their lusts, even in their blindness. Is there any hope for our wicked, hell-bent society today? Are they too far gone for correction, reformation, and repentance? The wicked Ninevites repented at the preaching of Jonah, but if there was a Jonah in the midst of your nation, would they heed the warnings and repent in sackcloth and ashes, or are they too far gone like Sodom was? I'll leave it up to you to decide.